When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You straight up cuckooed that dude, bro. Oh my God.
You've got all your Charger gear on because
feeling fresh as hell.
Well, you guys better enjoy it.
The fans loved it.
You have to love what you're seeing on tape if you're a Chargers fan, especially for the future with Justin Herbert.
On the move and throws and touchdown.
Do this is together.
Players, coaches, staff, fans, together we can create something truly special.
Stay tuned for some good content.
Well, fine. How do you do to you too, folks? Welcome back to the Charger Chat. I'm your co-host, Wooldog, sitting with my buddy, Kev Huggin-Duggin.
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm excited for football. Only
there you
took
go.
Me 3 days to get back on the horse, but I'm on the horse.
Yeah, where's this Kevin been the last 3 days?
I know. I'm back.
Well, let's not forget Kyle, the coach, Duggan.
Did you guys hear Bill Belichick's our new head coach?
I heard that from 50 different people. Yeah. Wild.
Oh, man. That's insane how people think that Bill Belichick is ready to jump ship and come on over to L.A.
Yeah. Like, what was it? Dan Orlovsky said something on, I can't remember what show it was, but it was, what's his name?
Talk to me.
God, talk to me, Goose.
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Thank you, God. For the love of God. But yeah, he like asked him about it and he was like crickets. He didn't say anything, implying that that's what he heard, but it's all bullshit. We know how it all works. It's all bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
they like to stir the pot.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially this part of the season with everything that's been happening with the Chargers. It's like, what if this coach was this coach? Mm-hmm. So that's what we got to deal with here, folks, but not on this episode. We've also got a Bolt Insight and a Craig Experience lined up for you fine folk. But let's start off at the top here about news that's not about Bill Belichick.
Yeah, our current coach
until matters change. But Daniel Popper tweeted out Brandon Staley on continuing to call defensive plays. Said, if you feel like it gives you the best chance to win, or you think that it can spark your team or something, people do that. But we don't feel like that's the direction that we're going to take.
He says we're, but he's the one deciding.
Yeah, why do you keep saying we? You. Just say me. Take some like ownership. Like, I don't think that's what's best for us. I think I'm the best play caller.
Yeah.
Like, what are you saying we for? Who's the we that's making these decisions?
You got a mouse in your pocket? Who are we talking about?
Ratatouille in your hat?
Yeah. Oh, how funny
he's
would
being
that
Ratatouille.
Be?
That'd be awesome.
All right.
Oh, man. It's the Austin Power.
Should we run a nickel or a dime?
You just a little the rat pulls really hard when Popper asks a question.
So that's something that the fans and other people have been talking about. Like, okay, well, if he's calling defensive plays.
Yeah, we talked a lot on the last episode about the whole Brandon Staley calling plays thing. And he is not on board with any of our recommendations.
The way I look at it is like he's making his bed. So he's either going to pull us out of this and we're going to win. And we're going to get to the playoffs and do really good in the playoffs, or we're not. And it's just going to be very clear what happened.
Yeah.
So
he's all in.
I honestly respect that. Like, he's just like, no, I'm just going to keep doing this. I'm not going to lose respect in the locker room. I'm not going to give this to somebody else because I don't think I can do it. Like, I respect it. We'll see how it turns out, but you got to, you know, it's commendable at least.
I don't know. I think that as a player, I would look at it and be like, that's pretty cool. Like, he's being selfless, not thinking about himself. He's putting us as a team before what he wants. If he gave it up. And it's just like, he's like, no, I'm doing this. I'm going to go down. It's going to be me.
Oh, this you is know? His Titanic, and he's going to deciding it for sure.
Yeah.
Well, some other interesting stats.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen, and I had no idea.
Well, we're not 100%
sure. These are confirmed.
I don't know if this is confirmed or not.
It's okay.
So As it stands right now, Chargers and Justin Herbert's 59 NFL starts, including playoffs.
And this is from Chargers Hype, by the way, just to give them the shout out. Correct. They did the work on this.
Chargers Hype pointed out that points scored 1,502, points allowed 1,502. Justin Herbert's career record currently 29 wins, 29 losses. And Chargers overall team record 482 wins, 482 losses. Again, this is including playoffs, so this isn't just regular season, but
yeah,
that's if that is true
where we are at,
and
this
we have no reason to
time.
Believe it's not.
Yeah, we're at that's crazy.
That's insane how absolutely mid
we are. Hey, if you want to look at the midness of that, like, we're at a turning point. You're gonna go one way or the other after this game.
That's true.
So let's go that way, and
that's true,
set it off.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go, Kyle. I'll snap that.
Yeah, the
shit.
Thanos. Yes, he used the Thanos image of
the perfect balance. Yeah, yeah. So
did the Thanos snap. All right. Well, apparently the last time the Chargers won in Lambeau has been a while.
Insane.
I was exactly 2 months old when this happened.
Yeah.
That's so cute.
I know.
October 7th, 1984.
Yeah.
Kevin and I are 1984 babies.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I was exactly.
We were goo goo gaga.
I'm August 7th. So I was exactly 2 months old when last time we won in Lambeau,
which is pretty wild.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw this. I was like, oh no, we're gonna break this. This is a good streak to break.
This is our
that's a long time.
Yeah,
that's a really long time. It's
basically 40 years. You're looking at pretty much 40 years here,
practically 40 years. So it'll be interesting to see. Obviously this isn't, you know, the last time the Chargers beat the Packers, period,
in Lambeau,
specifically in Lambeau, just to be clear. And if you look over at NFL Films, they give their regular breakdown on opponents, previews, game previews, this team against that team. And as it stands right now, just about everybody thinks over at NFL Films that the Chargers are going to win, except for the one guy who we burned.
He's mad.
Yeah. He's so mad. He's got some skin in the game now. He's like very upset because Adam Rank used to pick the Chargers, and now he's like, I don't care. I'm not doing
I don't care who you're playing.
I'm not picking you. So he's got them losing 26-23. Everyone else has good margins. I don't know who Cess and Spices, but they have us winning 30-17. And I would love to see a win in person. I haven't seen a win in person since like late 2021. Is that what we figured out?
Early game opener.
First game of 2021.
Yeah.
That you saw the last time I was at a game where we won.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Yeah. So let's fix that right now. I want to go. Big. I'm taking my wife. Obviously, Adam's going.
Yes.
I want to go there and win and just
handedly
whole trip home, just like on that high of winning. I just need that.
Please. We all need that, right?
We all need it.
All right. Let's look over at some player quotes. We've got Herbert after the offense's last performance said, I think you just have to build off of it. You have to understand that when things are going well and when things are going the way we want them to, we can play pretty good offense. We can move the ball pretty well, and we can get things rolling. As long as we're dialed, we're eliminating those mental errors and those missed assignments, and we're focused on our job, I think that's huge for our offense. When we're able to do that, good things happen. It's just something to build off of for sure. So when we're good, we're good.
Yeah. Well, let's keep building off of it because you guys played great last game.
Yeah.
5 straight touchdowns. I'll take that all day.
Yeah. More of that, please and thank you. And then Quentin Johnston on the offense said, big confidence. The week before, we kind of did some stuff here and there. So to have a showing like that gives us a lot of confidence and reassures us that our offense can do it. Just taking it from last week and pushing it toward the weeks ahead.
I just hope he has a good game. No drops, and just kind of that touchdown got him rolling. I'm hoping
so too, man.
You know, we need him to be a game changer.
Yeah.
With Keenan on the injury report too, I mean, he has to step up. It's going to be not in the matter of like he has to do more, but we have to at least try to get in the ball a little bit more.
Yes.
I mean, Keenan goes down, that's double-digit targets every game that has to be dispersed. So,
right,
I think it we need him to have a big game for us to be successful.
Big time. Yeah, looking at the injury report, doesn't look like the one from last week. Last week was just a couple of names.
That's all right. Last week didn't turn out well for us. So.
No, we had people getting hurt before the game
even started. Yeah, we need we need injury report or we don't know what to do.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right.
No.
So, as Kyle mentioned, Keenan Allen is on the injury report. Got a didn't practice Wednesday, but got a limited one in Thursday with the shoulder injury. Joey Bosa dealing with a hand injury now. Didn't know anything about that, but he got two full practices in. Gerald Everett dealing with a chest injury.
He thought it was a back. Re-diagnosed it to a chest.
It wasn't the back.
I guess it's all connected. Head,
the chest bones connected to the backbone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dealing with a chest injury, has not practiced the past 2 days. Alohi Gilman on there with an elbow injury. Got two full practices in. Sebastian Joseph Day dealing with a knee injury. I know he was on there, I think, earlier in the season with a knee injury, so I don't know if it's the same knee or not. Did not practice Wednesday. Got a limited one in Thursday. Donald Parham dealing with a hip injury. Did not practice Wednesday. Got a limited one in Thursday. Rashawn Slater dealing with a knee injury. Had two full practices in. And then JT Woods, safety, got showed up on there with an illness. Two limited practices in. So,
and do we really know what happened to JT Woods? Am I missing something here? He's been like not playing and now he's practicing, but he's ill. I don't understand.
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming whatever the illness is probably similar to what Mike Davis had that kind of kept him out of the last game.
Yeah.
So hopefully he gets better.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. Oh, it says there's an asterisk next to his name. It says player is on a reserve/non-football illness.
Got it.
So there you go.
There you go.
That's the question on JT Woods.
Thank you for answering that.
No problem. That's what I'm here for. Let's see. We've also got a tweet from Chris Rim, who tweeted out Keenan Allen said he has an AC joint sprain in his left shoulder, but will play Sunday. I'll be out there again, he said with a smile while adjusting the wrapping on his shoulder. So, yes, even though
stud,
he will be out there, so he says, we still definitely need all the other receivers.
He's got to get through warm-ups.
Yeah.
Get through warm-ups.
It is going to be cold, too. Whoa, what's the weather looking like?
It's not that bad for this time of year. It's like, I think, the 45 degrees.
That's what I saw.
So it's...
Is a high?
That's the high, yeah.
Yeah. So
but it'll be sunny.
Yeah.
We got so that going for
it's
us.
Not, it's not that cold. Like, it's not that
that's,
bad.
That's cold.
It's cold for you, but it's really not that cold.
Well, guess what? All these guys are in the same climate as me, so that's cold.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very least, thank God there's no snow in the weather prediction or anything like that, so that'll be a huge help.
I get to wear my new puffy Charger jacket, which is cool. So
I'm excited. Is that from Bullpids? Or
no, it's where all my money goes nowadays. No, but I got a start on last season. I got a starter jacket that I've never.
Oh, that's right. I remember.
It's very puffy and very warm. So I'm very excited.
Nice.
That'll be nice.
Nice.
Nice. Let's see. Looking at the Packers and their record right now, they are 3-5. The teams they have beat, the Bears, they beat the Saints. And most recently, beat the Rams. So those are the caliber of teams they've been able to hold up against. But everybody else, Falcons, Lions, Raiders, Broncos, Vikings, and Steelers, they have not put forth a dub. So
yeah, feels like a team that you got to win. It's just another one of those you have to win games, you know. And that's thankfully, we've been winning most of these games, out with the exception of the Titans game.
Right.
We've won most of the games that we should be winning.
Yeah.
But this just feels like a turning point. Obviously, we've gone two losses, two wins. Now one loss. We got to flip this little 2-2 script on its head and get things going back in the right direction. Because I know we haven't won here in 40 years, but it has to.
I know we haven't won here in four decades, but
it's going
to
happen.
It's time to change this.
We're due. Yeah. We're due.
Well, you're due, folks, to go on over to our Patreon, patreon.com/chargerchat. Check out all the fun videos we got over there and just great times. I mean, we've got Zoom hangouts. We've got patches.
We've got so much
live streams.
So much
movie watching things.
There's like categories now. There's so much stuff. We can't even keep track of it.
I don't know anymore, yeah. But okay. Lots of fun stuff, folks, over at patreon.com/chargerchat. And if you don't want to go over there, that's totally fine. You can go on over to our regular website, chargerchat.com. Check out all the cool stuff we got over there. T-shirts, hoodies, and stickers. You can chat it up with other Charger Chatteteers in the member section and ask questions and ask Wolf Fam. So go check out Charger Chat.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
.com. All right, gang, it's time to go on to the next segment. It is Bolt Insight, and I think we might see a couple familiar faces. Let's go.
As soon as that clock starts, your ass mine.
When I met Justin Herbert, man, that dude is big as hell.
Yeah, the goal is to just keep it rolling. We'll
come in hype because we have a lot of things to be excited about.
All right, guys, we're back with another Bolt Insight, and we are super excited to have Pablo and Enrique from the Die Hard Bolt Club. What is going on, boys?
How's it going, man? Really excited to be back.
Life is good.
Missed you. Can't
complain. I love it, dude. Yeah, like last time I saw you guys, we were at the draft, and it was some of the best days I've had as a Charger fan, hanging out with you guys and it's experiencing all that. So let's kick it off first. The first thing I want to do, a little curveball, I want to kick off with our first couple draft picks. We finally got to see them play a little bit. Out of some of the guys that we were at the draft and we got to see, you know, come to the Chargers, each one of you, give me your favorite player so far out of that draft class. Let's start with you, Enrique.
I'm gonna say Tuli. I think that's everybody's favorite right now. Tuli's a monster straight out of USC. So I'm really excited about it. You know, a lot of people are, I think, counting out Quinton too soon. I really don't think they're being fair to it. Because if you really look into it, Mike Williams' first season was not the best. I think even Quinton's having a better first couple games than Mike did at the time. So I'm still not counting him out. But, I mean, you got to be impressed with how Tuli been doing.
Oh, dude, he's been amazing. Like a first round talent, dude. It's like the fact that we got him in the second is just kind of crazy now.
It's insane.
So what about you, Pablo? Who are you feeling? You same sentiment or you got something else?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I love Tuli. Even just watching his interviews, I crack up because he is like just like me. I think he said something like he still doesn't talk to Justin Herbert.
He's nervous to talk to him. Yeah.
But, yeah. And that's totally me. Like, honestly, kind of with the Bolt fan, that's how I am. Like, I'll see Heather and Mary and I'm just like, oh, I don't want to bug me. I don't want to say hi. Same with you guys, too. I'm like, oh, like they're taking photos. Like, I don't want to say hi. You know, I'll come around, too. Yeah. So I totally love Tuli. I love that aspect of him, and of course his performance. You know, he's kind of unlocked you know, Joey and Khalil, so of course that. And then of course, you know, I just came back from the Jets game, you know, Darius. Ooh, with that punt return,
so good.
I mean, it's so good. You know, we've been wanting something like that for a while, so knock on wood, he'll be with us, you know, for quite a while.
And that's awesome. Well, let's pick up right where you left off with that. You were at the Jets game, which, my God, what a fun away game. Tell us a little bit about, like, the, you know, the show up, the fan, because it looked like there were a lot of fans there, and even coach said something in his post game, like talking to the team about how many Charger fans are there. So tell me a little bit about your experience and what it was like being at that game.
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, it was my wife's first time to be in New York. So we kind of did the whole subway experience out there. And even from the get-go, I was surprised. I was telling my wife, like, wow, like, you know, there's a bunch of Jet fans here, but there's quite a bit of Charger fans, you know. So it was awesome. It was great. Yeah. And I remember we took the subway there, and then there's a shuttle that takes you from Manhattan over to New Jersey. And I remember getting off and just random people tailgating, and they're just like, hey, like, you know, they saw the Charger chat patch that I had on my jersey, and they're like, oh, we love that show.
Oh, awesome.
Same thing, you know, they're just like, hey, you're in DHBC, how cool. And what was funny was after the game, I was just sitting, there's this huge line to the buses that takes you back to Manhattan, and you know, it's easily like a 40-minute Disneyland style ride. It's like not moving, yeah. A ton of people.
Yeah.
You know, the Charger fans, we were hyped. We were having a blast, obviously, just celebrating the win. And, you know, a guy like he's like three or four people in front of me, and he turns around and he sees the DHBC patch. He goes, oh, are you in the club? And I was like, yeah, like, you know, I'm the Inland Empire president. And he's like, oh, you know, I'm part of New York. And I was like, oh, cool. So you must know Bobby, who is the president of DHBC New York. And he is like, he looks at me and he laughs and he goes, I'm Bobby. And I was like, man, like, I'm Pablo. And he's like, Pablo.
That's awesome. Like,
we interact so much on Twitter.
Yeah.
And like in our group chats in DHBC, and yeah, it was just so funny. Like, it was my first time meeting him. I had no idea who he was, and it was just, you know, it was kind of a neat thing. My wife was just rolling her eyes the whole time.
That's awesome. That's a great first meeting for sure. Perfect. And then tell us a little bit, Enrique, we have some new chapters. This thing is just not stopping. It is just growing. It just won't stop. No, tell us a little bit about it.
We're not stopping at all. We're not stopping. Actually, we're going to be opening up a Sacramento chapter here pretty soon, just to kind of expand the Bay Area up north. We've been talking into expanding more in Mexico. Honestly, man, you name it, we're looking into expanding everywhere. Boston just came up. They're going to be doing a great meet and greet and tailgate over for the New England game. So whoever's watching is going to the New England game, look out for that. They linked up with Bull Pride to make a very special event. So honestly, we're not stopping. We want to unite all the fans. You know, our main goal is what Pablo basically just talked about right now, is going to an away game, getting to know people, getting to see people that are part of the same thing that you love, joy, and, you know, kind of make you feel not alone. Because I know a lot of our spouse might not be, or, you know, whatever. Your friends might not be Charger fans, so you don't really have anyone to go with. There's a great community to start doing that. So that's our goal. Expanding, making sure everybody feels like they're welcome, making sure everybody feels like family. So if we don't have a chapter in your area, you know, go to our website, dieheartboltclub.com, or I believe it's dieheartbolt.club, and reach out to us, and we'll talk about opening a chapter or take you to the closest chapter so you can be part of our family.
And then for you, Pablo, like, what's a great way to like get in contact with your local chapter and like kind of reach out to them? Is that all through the website, or what is your recommendation for that?
Yeah, you know, during the season, it can be kind of crazy. You know, especially, you know, we're coming off right now tonight, two great wins, you know, a dominating performance against the Jets. Yeah. So, you know, whenever that happens, they see an uptick of people trying to contact us. But the best way really is, like Enrique said, dieheartboltclub.com or dieheartbolt.club. There's a chapter list. You can just click the chapter that's closest to you. And for 80% of them, there is a website link that you can directly apply to. Give it some time. You know, if in a week or two you don't hear anything, you can try and contact them through social media. Twitter or X is a great way. Just send them a DM. Same thing with Instagram. You know, just to kind of check in with them.
Yeah. That's awesome. And let's go at it on this. Enrique, obviously you were fan of the year last year, got to experience that roller coaster with you. It looked like so much fun. they just announced the newest fan of the year, and you guys know him well. We know him, Guillermo Sandoval, the Charger Warrior. What are your kind of thoughts on passing the torch and, you know, handing it off to the next fan of the year?
I couldn't be more excited for him, dude. I couldn't think of someone better. pass it over to. He represents us well. You know, he's there dedicated. I remember one of my first games I went to here in LA was the Rams Charger game over at the Coliseum. And I remember seeing him pull up in Manny's Bronco. I'm sure they'll get a kick out of this. And Guillermo sitting there painting his face at this like little lot that we had parked at. It wasn't even like, it was just some off the wall lot that we had to pay like $100, I think, to park at. And I saw him getting ready and I just went up to him. I was like, dude, let me take a picture of you. I said, what's up? Super humble guy. This was way before any DHBC stuff and nothing like that. And yeah, just represents the fan base to, you know, what it's supposed to be. So I'm honored to pass it over to Guillermo. Such an amazing man. He does charity work, you know, former Marine. So he deserves every bit of it. And I hope that we could all come together to support him. Make sure that, you know, we show that Bolt fam is here. And we all go vote for him for NFL Fan of the Year. You know, let's make sure he takes home the W this time.
Let's go. Yeah. Go on there and vote for him for sure. Let's get him that that extra title. But hey, guys, I want to thank you so much. And hi, we've got some new little guests in there. Hi there. I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to come chat with us. And it's always great catching up with you guys. And I can't wait to see you guys at the next game.
Can't wait, brother.
Thanks guys. For having us. Appreciate you guys. Talk to you later.
Always love to see these guys.
Oh, dude.
Always love to see them. Yeah, awesome to hear how many chapters are opening up.
And, so cool.
That is awesome to just to hear that the fandom is spreading. And this was recorded like maybe
it was last week. Okay. It was right after the Jets game. We had scheduling, so we got it in there. But yeah, gotcha. So you could tell in my voice there was a lot of optimism and excitement. It's still there. I reminded myself of how I sounded last week. And I'm looking forward to getting,
come back to that.
I'm going to be back to that after this game.
Absolutely. And folks, don't ever feel like you can't come up and say hi to us anytime.
It's crazy.
No.
Interrupt.
Like, yeah, interrupt. Don't feel like you're annoying or anything like that. We'd love to say hey to anybody that wants to come and say hey to us. So,
and we'll be at the Packer game.
And so we will be at the Packer game.
Let's flex
yes.
this muscle. He said it.
You're pulling a Staley with the whole we thing. I'm not going to the Packer game.
You'll be there in spirit.
You need to specify who we is, just like Coach Staley.
I'm going to bring one of those Hello Staleys. It's going to be a Hello Kyle. It's like a little cardboard.
Kevin and
cut
his
out.
Ratatouille are going to the game on yeah. Sunday.
Just get Yeti or not to make a little crochet Kyle that we could
just
take
a
with
little
us.
Football.
Just a little one. Sad. Little coach.
Sad little coach.
All right. Well, Rike, Pablo, thank you guys for coming on and chatting with Kev.
Nice voice.
Always good to see you guys. But now it's time to go on to the next segment. You know him. You love him. It's the Craig Experience.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on in, man. Kick your feet up.
The oh. Craig. Hello there.
Make yourself at home. Got some stuff to talk about, right? Moving on.
Yeah, these are always much more fun to do when the Chargers win. But as I always say, as a fan of any team, you have to be willing to take the good with the bad, W's and the L's, and just soldier forward, knowing that things will eventually get better. And find encouragement in the things that the team did well. I hope that they can use that moving forward for the remainder of the year. So with that said, let's get into the business, shall we? CC gang, the biggest of salutes, and to the rest of the Bolt fam, what is going on? She got Craig in Texas, and welcome to another edition of the Craig Experience. Okay, don't panic. I'm saying this as a person who takes Chargers football very, very seriously. Don't do it. 4-5. In the midst of a really, really wild and crazy AFC. Last time we chatted, things were pretty similar. I mean, some teams have taken some steps ahead. I mean, particularly in the AFC West, because I don't know what the hell is going on in Denver. They seem to be pulling it together. Good for them, not so much for the Chargers. And the Raiders are kind of riding that interim coach wave. Great for them. Also, not the best for the Chargers. But all this team can do is look at its schedule moving forward and try to make the most of it. There are going to be some really tough matchups coming up. We spoke about that previously. And we all know that the Lions game was kind of my litmus test for where the team currently stands. And whether or not we need to take those last two wins with a grain of salt, just kind of based on the opponent. And some things were exposed. I mean, maybe even more so than even I expected. But got a new opportunity this week going up to Lambeau. Apparently, none of the white stuff on the ground, so that's cool. Southern California team having to play in snow. It's not something I'm really interested in. Don't care to see it. Think it's going to be somewhere. Let me see. What does Google say? Looks like it's going to be like in the 40s and some sun. So cold, but no snow. I'll take it. Now, let's talk a little bit about both sides of the ball. Special teams, Chargers pretty much have in the bag. Situated. We're talking kicking game. Overall, pretty good. We know who Cameron Dicker is. The punting situation is leveling itself out. So, good there. Coverage teams doing their thing for the most part. And also in the return game, we've got a guy who can house it on any touch. So, I'm okay with special teams. Mr. Ficken is doing his due diligence every week and making sure the team is prepared for whoever the opponent is. So, got no concerns there. Let's talk a little bit about the Chargers offense. Did you guys happen to see that the Chargers re-signed Steven Anderson? A little blast from the past. You would say he's more of kind of a Chargers nerd fan favorite. Someone that, you know, a lot of us liked and appreciated the work that he put in and the run game as a blocker, but also as kind of one of those H-back type, fullback types that can get you some production in the passing game as well. Little bit of a Swiss Army knife. So glad to see him back. I think he's on practice squad right now, but that ain't gonna be for very long. He'll get called up soon, trust me. That wasn't done for no reason. And Gerald Everett, I think, is a little nicked up as well. So just kind of makes sense. I want to say that when we're talking about the Packers and what they do defensively, the Chargers have a few opportunities. This is a top 10 pass defense, by the way. Not ideal when you're rolling into a game where Keenan Allen right now is questionable. Kind of jacked his shoulder up a little bit in that awesome performance last week against the Lions. So we're not quite certain what his status is going to be going into this game. If you had to ask me, if I had to bet on it, I'd say Slay's going to go. It's going to take a lot to keep him out. But it's already going to be tough. I mean, Green Bay, you kind of look at some of the names out there. They're missing some key guys in the secondary, but still, they do pretty much what's necessary to hold their own out there against the passing game. And no Slay would make things that much more difficult. Would also force you to have to use some guys that maybe haven't been getting a lot of burn. So going against a top 10 defensive passing game without your top three wide receivers, less than ideal. Justin Herbert, though, played a phenomenal game last week and looking more like the guy that we've all come to know and love. But yeah, he'd have to overcome some more obstacles being down his top three pass options. So I would expect to see, in the event that Keenan doesn't play, kind of going to have to be forced to get Quentin Johnston more involved. We saw him flash again last week and you have to take the good with the bad there. Had a few drops, so didn't do a ton to quell a lot of people's conversations about him, but showed up in some other ways. Luckily, I think the two drops were aided by penalties, so it kind of gets wiped off of the board, but one really could have been a huge play. But let's not dwell on that. Jalen Guyton made an appearance with another touchdown himself. Oh, forgot to mention, Quentin got his first regular season touchdown last week as well. So you're seeing that Herbert's dealing the ball around and kind of having to gain some more comfort with his other wide receivers. He didn't really have a choice. Keenan went down for a little bit, so it kind of forced him to have to distribute the ball a bit more evenly and not just look for his primary number one weapon. So great there. When we're talking about the Packers as a run defense, though, flip it on its head. They're a bottom 10 run D, and they're probably weakest in their interior front. So it would behoove the Chargers to do the thing that I've been begging for and run more power concepts. just cram the ball straight up the middle of the line. With Joshua Kelly, that's going to be the guy who should tote the rock in those scenarios the most. But you can absolutely mix Eckler in there. And then you can do your outside zone stuff, because we know that's what the Chargers like to do, to my chagrin. But you're going to have opportunities to kind of set that up with the inside power game. So hopefully they lean on that. And I have no idea what's going on with Isaiah Spiller. You spend a fourth round pick on him. Would be really, really great to see him incorporate into the offense somehow. Hell, just for him to even be active would be awesome, I think. We've seen enough flashes for him to, I mean, in my opinion, give him a few touches, let the kid get warmed up. I mean, as a running back, that's how that works. You start building upon your carries. You get a feel for the game. You can kind of understand where the defensive tendencies are, where they're weakest, and, you know, adjust your running style to that defense. But man, if you're only getting like 1-2 carries a game, it's going to be really difficult to do. And also, I mean, if you're not playing, can't have any effect whatsoever. So that's a fourth round pick that you need to utilize in some way, shape, or form. And I think there's room for it, but let's just see how the Chargers react here for the rest of the year. Not so certain about that. But hey, moving over to the defensive side, they have a bottom 10 passing game offensively. Jordan Love's been a bit sporadic, but the dude can make some plays. He's got a really nice arm. He's got some athleticism. And also, they spread the wealth around. They've got young talent on the outside at the wide receiver position. They don't have like a number one guy per se. And they're just a young team still looking to find their way, which also makes them very dangerous, because you can't necessarily lean on any one person or try to eliminate one weapon. Kind of have to account for everyone, which with this defense makes things just a tad bit more difficult. So Chargers are really going to have to come ready to play, get after Love with their front four. Brandon Staley says that, I mean, not only is he going to retain play calling responsibilities, but defensively they're probably just going to do a lot of what they've been doing. Not sure how I feel about that, but you know, is what it is. So again, you're going to have to generate some pressure on Love, make him feel the heat, maybe force him into some errant passes, create some turnovers, maybe whether that's through INTs, strip sacks, whatever. But this isn't a team that you want to let hang around, and you want to try your best to make them one-dimensional. Is ascending, I guess, if you want to call it, as Jordan Love seems to be. Again, like I said, he's kind of sporadic, so one week he's up, the next he's down. Doesn't really, really have... I can't really say I could grade him well right now, but if you ask me to give him something, I'd say he's probably like a C-plus quarterback. So he's still figuring that out, but you want to respect him. You also want to, again, make him have to throw the ball as many times as possible, because the more dropbacks there are against that offensive line with that quarterback, you're probably going to find some success in creating those turnovers. They're also bottom 10 in run offense. It's kind of strange. I don't think they're as bad of a team as most people seem to believe they are, but some of the numbers kind of bear out. When you're looking at teams that's bottom 10 as a passing offense and also as a rushing offense, you're thinking that's probably going to be an easy day, but don't let that fool you at all. And especially with this team, you know how things tend to go. Nothing's just a given. So I think that there's a really good opportunity for the Chargers to get out there, and if they just play, God, I feel like I should not be saying this, but they play at least an average game on defense, they should be able to establish a bit of a lead. And I'm also saying this assuming Keenan Allen's going to play, and that if he plays, he's going to be normal Slay. These are all assumptions, hoping for the best there. But guys out there, just want to warn you, this probably isn't the easy gimme game you think it might be. Don't fool yourself into believing that. This team has weapons offensively. They can make plays on the defensive side of the ball. But ultimately, what you don't want to be in is in a scenario where they're playing you close and you're getting towards the end of the game and they still have confidence to where they can be balanced and attack you either through the air or on the ground. Because if we're talking about the passing game going, it's like I said, there are multiple options. Literally, you've got a tight end that they can utilize. They actually have more than one. And you can't really sleep on any of the wideouts, because any of them can make a play and all of them will have opportunities to do so. But I do say I feel confident in the Chargers' ability to win this game. Even without Keenan, I think they have a fair shot. It's, I know, it's weird, you know, to say that, but Chargers just need to go in and show up, man. They have to find a way to leave Lambeau with a W and just continue to push towards the end of the season, towards the playoffs, because right now the AFC is crazy. One of the wildest divisions has to even be the AFC North, where literally everyone is about above 500. So Chargers can't deal with too many more L's and knock themselves out of playoff contention, because that could happen relatively quickly if they don't get things under control in these next few weeks. Can't keep having these two win, two loss patterns. Eventually, they have to go on more of a substantial winning streak, and they'll be okay. But let's worry about this week and this week only. Bowl gang, let's pull it together, support our boys, and cheer them on to a win in Lambeau. I got to get out there one of those days. That feels like, you know, the atmosphere that I definitely want to check out. So be another few years before that happens, before they play again, but let's see what happens next time around. Anyway, that's enough. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening to me ramble about. Y'all know who it is. Mr. Bolt Ganger Do Not Bang, also known as TOP_FLYT3 over on Twitter. And yeah, you know, you can catch me on the Lightning Round podcast as well. So holla at your boy. But until the next time, y'all take it easy. Be cool. And let's get this done, man. Come back. Have some more happier times. Okay? Love you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Craig, for another awesome Craig experience. Thanks, a lot man. Of good points. Thanks, as far Craig. As what we need to work on and what we can look forward to with this upcoming game. That, like you said, man, none of these games are going to be gimmies. None of these are going to be just like, chalk that up as an easy dub.
Never, ever.
Every single game is a trap game moving forward. So just prepare yourself and
forever, not just
forever.
This season.
Just forever. Yes. Everything's a trap game.
Every game's everything's a trap.
Everything's
if
a
it
trap.
Starts to get if the things trap. Start going well, it's a trap.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's always a trap.
If we've had 100 games in the past trap. 10 years that are within 3 points,
it was all setting us up for this next game.
Yeah, this is the tipping factor where we now start just winning every single game.
Yeah.
Do you guys honestly though? Do you think that a tough L here at Green Bay, where our defense plays really poorly, do you think Staley's potentially not going to be here next week?
I'm not prepared to engage in that question at this moment in time.
You can't just defer. We have a podcast that we talk about the Chargers. You have
I've been advised by counsel.
My counsel says not to. I think there's something wild could happen in that situation, but I think we're going to win. I'm not even thinking that right now. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah. I mean, I hate to entertain the thought, but
it's the one thing I have a doubt about on this team right now is our defense.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Ability to scheme. So I think our offense is going to play well. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, Craig, thank you again for another awesome Craig experience. And that's basically going to do it for us here at Charger Champ. But before we go, we've got some Bolt predictions to make for this upcoming Green Bay game at Lambeau Field, historic Lambeau Field. I'm excited for that. Who wants to go first?
Okay. Go. I'll go. I'm going to go with a score of 31-17.
Okay.
So you guys, Chargers, obviously. You guys will enjoy that game.
Obviously.
Are you guys sitting? Where are we sitting at the game? I want to see if my Bolt prediction has to do with you guys. Are we close down? Are we?
Oh,
well, up in the bleeds.
Let's take a pause.
So there you go. That's where we're sitting.
Section 105, row 10.
That's pretty close. I think. Okay, here's going to be my Bolt prediction. It requires you guys being a part of this.
Okay.
Chargers score a touchdown. You're sprinting down to that gate to get a little Lambeau leap.
Ooh. Done.
I think Keenan's going to be jumping up to, oh my God, how freaking cool would that be?
I will you make guys sure on his shoulder side, is safe when he jumps.
Yeah,
I will
he jumps up shoulder. And you guys are like, Grah! On TV.
No. Okay.
Oh, that would be so cool. That's my Bolt prediction.
Done. We're going to catch Keenan Allen in a Lambeau leap?
Yep.
All right.
I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yeah, I hope you're right. Okay.
All right, Kevin.
So it's been 40 years since we've won there. So I'm going to say we're going to win 40.
Oh, Jesus.
To the day that it happened, the 7th. So 40-7 Chargers. It's going to be a wild
Holy
one.
Holy cow.
This is the beginning of a new dawn. That is the Chargers and winning and not losing. So we'll do that. And then we'll do I will also catch Keenan Allen in a Lambeau leap, and I will get a signature from one of the players during warmups. That's my other bold prediction.
Wow. I like it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to predict Chargers win 27 to 21.
Close game.
Keep it close, but not too.
Keep it respectable.
I mean, listen, we've had 10 years of this shit. Do you really think?
You're right. No, hey, makes sense.
I'm erring on the side of probable.
40-7.
So 27-21. And I'm going to say defense bounces back, gets at least 4 sacks. And nice. I'm gonna say Thule gets 3 of those.
Hat trick.
Yeah.
Career day for Thule.
That would suck because then I'd have to throw the hat that I got signed by a player onto the field. That's how hat tricks work.
Mm. Yeah, that is how hat tricks work. You're right. Fuck. What's the whole thing with octopus? When do you throw the octopus on?
That's
the
a
ice?
Detroit. I don't think they allow them to do it anymore.
It's a, that's a Detroit thing.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't throw anything on the field. They have too much respect for Lambeau. And the field, it's a very respectful cheese? Environment.
Some cheese wheels?
Oh, we can get some like baby bells.
Yeah. Out on the we'll just like that's have cute. A pocket yeah, full of cheese bells. Curds, and every time we score, it's like, I'll do that with you.
We catch Keenan and we immediately vomit all over him.
Cheese curds all over him. Sorry, Keenan.
I'm sorry.
Can I love you?
All right. All right. Well, there you go, folks. Bolt predictions in the books. And that's going to do it for this episode. Next time you see us, Kevin and I will be...
We're going to go live. Hey.
Wisconsin.
Follow us on Instagram and Twitter. We're going to go live. We're going to be sharing. We're going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff. So,
big time.
And if you're going to be at the game, hit us up. We'd Please. Love to see every single one of you that's going to this game.
Absolutely.
Is there like... What does Lambeau Field look like? Is there like big tailgating or what? Is
yeah.
Is it in like the middle of nowhere?
There's bars all around it. I haven't been in 9 years, but apparently wow. They redid everything. There's this huge atrium, all these bars and all these awesome places to hang out. So
I'm excited
to check it out again.
Wow. All right, well, there you go, folks. That's going to do it for us here at Charger Chat. Don't forget to bolt up because we're ready for any squad, any place.
Okay, love you, bye.
Okay, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Love you,
bye. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.